today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special, in which we're going to speak about hardship as a blessing. On Friday, you're listening to our voice, 19 of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we'll listen to chapter Al-Inshirah. Then we come back to the studio, we speak about the important point of it and the rest of the program.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alam nashrah laka sadrak.
Did we not expand for you, O Muhammad, your breast? And we removed from you your burden, which had weighed upon your back, and raised high for you your repute.
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
For indeed, with hardship will be ease.
إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Indeed, with hardship will be ease.
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ.
So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship.
وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ.
And to your Lord, direct your longing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The rule is general and for all. They encourage the pure Muslim believers to know and be sure that whatever difficulties or troubles are encountered by men, Allah always provides a solution, a way out, a relief, a way to lead to ease and happiness. Moreover, the solution or relief does not merely come after the difficulty. It is provided with it. And through it, we should learn something. It's the glad tidings or promise of Allah that enlightens the heart, makes it hopeful for triumph, and clears man's soul of the dirt of its hopelessness.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim.
Struggle and hardships are universal human experiences, and all of us have been faced by the dilemma of how to respond to such difficulties when they strike. We can all be somewhat comforted by the fundamental fact that misfortunes and adversities are a natural part of life. After all, a perfect life without hardships and tribulation sounds more like paradise than life on earth. Obviously, this dream life of perfection is not meant for this world, but is certainly promised to the righteous in the next life. Although hardships by definition are experiences we would naturally prefer to avoid, they can bring with them positive change, unexpected blessings, an opportunity for developing a stronger level of faith. Unless we realize the importance of practicing gratitude in every circumstance of daily living, the perpetual ups and downs of life can lead us to ingratitude.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about divine tests and trials. As we said earlier, not all individuals face the same kinds of tests. Some are tested with poverty, as mentioned earlier, others with wealth, some endure calamities, others enjoy abundance, some experience good health, others suffer from illnesses, some are tested through knowledge and academic achievements, others through opportunities for worship and spiritual discipline. A single person may face different types of tests at various times, depending on their preparedness for specific challenges, preparedness shaped by their past actions or even unknown factors. While many trials are universal and unavoidable for all humans, some arise due to personal transgressions or disobedience toward divine commands. These serve as reminders or corrections for individuals to recognize their mistakes, a type of trial that does not apply to infallibles or masumin who are free from sin. Divine tests are an integral part of human existence, designed to nurture growth, purify intentions, distinguish individual sincerity, and ultimately guide them toward spiritual perfection.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
You are listening to today's special. We know that Allah loves those who rely upon Him. So we know that at times we erroneously interpret a test from Allah as an indication that He doesn't love us or that we have abandoned. But tests come to all people in all situations of life, whether by way of prosperity or adversity, and regardless of one's level of faith. Every test is designed to bring us closer to Allah because He loves His servants and wants the best outcome for us. Your Lord, O Muhammad, has neither forsaken you nor hated you. Remember, Allah loves His messengers, yet they endure what seemed like insurmountable losses, challenges, and setbacks because such difficulties raised them to the greatest height of nobility.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. And deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. Love that often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Think about increasing in gratitude. As in the case with patience, gratitude is a necessary component of tawakkul or trusting in Allah. Without it, we are unable to fully rely on Allah and His decree. There is ample and extensive discussion in the Holy Quran urging the believers to develop this beautiful quality in their outlook of life, showing gratitude to Allah for all that He, Allah, has blessed His creation with. When gratitude flourishes and manifests itself from within, tawakkul slowly ensues as we exhibit a complete trust in Allah that He has blessed us and answered our call. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his, and this is not the case with anyone else except in the case of a believer. For if he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks Allah, thus there is a good for him in it. And if he gets into trouble and shows resignation and endures it patiently, there is a good for him in it."
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi,
Amir al-Mu'mineen, says, "La yaqulanna ahadukum, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitna." No one from you should ever say that, "Oh Allah, I seek protection with you against the fitna." Why? لأنه ليس أحد إلا هو مشتمل على فتنة. Ali says, everyone goes through fitna, through test and trial. So there is no escape from that. You cannot say, "A'udhu billah min al-fitna," basically means "A'udhu billah min al-hayat." Hayat, the life. The life in dunya is fitna and imtihan. So you can't say, "Oh Allah, I seek protection, you know, against this life." Then you will be sent back. Everyone goes through fitna. That is the purpose of coming to this dunya. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good news to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا عَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That when they are put through suffering, they still hold on to their faith and they say, "إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ." O Muhammad, say to them that on such people who maintain their faith and are patient, Allah sends His salawat, you know, His prayers on them, and His mercy. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. They are the rightly guided people. Salawat min Akbar.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله 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 ربي
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي